From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
Our dog this week is CRH Medical Corp, CRH on the TSX.
Okay, so I'll take the dog here. So this is a North American healthcare company focused on providing gastroenterologists throughout the United States with innovative services and products for treatment of diseases. In 2014, they did a transformational acquisition of a full-service gastroenterology anesthesia company that provides anesthesia services for patients undergoing endoscopic procedures. And since then, CRH has incorporated 10 additional acquisitions in the anesthesia business. They now service 27 ambulatory surgical centers in 7 states and perform about 185,000 procedures annually. So the stock is down 50%, over 50% from its high of over $12 in April, and it was down more than 15% this morning. Yesterday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid announced changes to the anesthesia reimbursement rates, and this appears to be the reason why the stock has fallen so much today. But the company's exposure to Medicare and Medicaid in the U.S. may not justify the big drop on this news, and certainly there's something going on with the company that's resulted in such poor share price performance, with the shares essentially being cut in half only since April. So we actually did take a look at this company recently on the request of a client. We've been following it as well over the past several years, but just recently in the past week we've taken a look at it. And one of the things that we notice is that in spite of what seemed to be very strong first quarter numbers, it's really unclear as to what is being produced for the actual shareholders of the company and what goes to the non-controlling interest. So a non-controlling interest, a payment to a non-controlling interest, essentially this means if you go and you buy a business and you own 70% of it, as an example, you'll consolidate the revenues and the earnings 100%, but then you have to take that 30% at the bottom of the income statement and give it back to the other 30% owner. So if you have a dollar in earnings and you own 70% of the company, then, you know, 30% or 30 cents of those earnings, it belongs to somebody else, and that would be the payment to non-controlling interests. But the issue here is not just that there are payments to non-controlling interests, but that they seem to be very unpredictable. So for example, in the Q1 report this year, the company generated $3.3 million in net income, up from $3 million in the year before. But only about $1.5 million of that $3.3 million was attributable to the shareholders of the company, and $1.7 million went to the non-controlling interests. So this is compared to nearly all of the net income last year, all of the $3 million that they reported in the first quarter of last year going to shareholders, a very small portion going to non-controlling interest. So while revenue was up 60% this quarter in the first quarter of this year, operating income was up 26%, earnings to shareholders was actually down 50%. And this is a situation that we've seen. It's a kind of structure we've seen with medical companies before. It's not something that we like to invest in. It's just very difficult to get a handle on a company that's structured like this, and it's hard to understand what portion of the earnings are going to go to shareholders in the future and what portion are going to go to non-controlling interests. So that to us is cause for concern, and without more clarity and more understanding, we wouldn't be investors in this stock.